Be warned. A fragrance rises from this ink. The recipe is equal parts blood, gall, sewage, tears, the spit of a dying bard, and the soot from a sputtering headlamp. This day has not gone well. Homer would never find himself here, squatting on a ledge in an earthen shaft, scratching plot on a scab of parchment with a quill yanked from a chicken's ass. I'm glad for him. Let him ply his trade on the other side of the wall. Homer, Ovid, Virgil, they're all there. No doubt barding together around a blazing fire, unfurling high tales of heroes and Olympians. I'm sure they have no trouble keeping a safe distance from their own plots. So glad for them. I fling all my good wishes to them from my pit. However, for any tales that occur on this side of the wall and that involve a shafted bard, there is Odd Thebes. Despite all of my best efforts, I am he. The scratches of this plot begin with a game of cards, a felony theft, and a pair of missing pelts on the roof of Thebes. It was the 5th of Ganzo. 5 of us were well into a round of maw in Talwin's tent when our roofmaster, Marek Thebes, called us for body count. I abandoned a perfect hand to grope my way across the flat expanse of our roof in the cloud that had lain thick as a kitchen sponge on us and stinking of fish all week. Our clothes were sopped. I could see nothing but white. Not the yurt, or the earth below us, not one of the 999 other guild towers of our city, not even the snot dripping off my nose. Marek paced inside the yurt. He felt an evil lack. Felt it in his teeth, he said. We counted ourselves off and found his teeth to be correct. There were merely 15 of us. The 2 who were missing were pelts from a group who had come up that morning. Marek dispatched us to find them. New runners always go missing. How can anything prepare them for that first full day on a tower roof? And yet there are so few places to hide. On Thebes, 17 tents, 17 trunks, a common yurt, a tent kitchen, and the bogs. It's tempting in the first days to go down, to find permanent relief from the vast, too beautiful sky and the grim tedium of the guild tower below. I felt my way to the grate and woke the hatch guilder beneath it with a jab. 2 runners gone, I yelled. Before the Tefuga could even mark them, did they bribe their way home? That's a dark question to wake me with, he growled, scratching his nethers. Look for yourself, the hatch is locked, and no pimple-faced, homesick runners paid me to slip home through it. It's a misdemeanor for you runners to come home. You'd know that as well as any. Actually, what he said was, Foulin, darky, wackening gilder, look at ye, actus locked, and not puss scabbin, geld sec, roonies fived my to slip mam home twen end the bears. Tis a foul crim for en of ye to mam home roon. And ye noun it verily, Odd Thebes. Bester than to rest, as ye've tryn it for your own self thrice that once jar. But if I laid out every actor's mother tongue, every guild's language, this quill will fray before a plot rises. The idea of 2 gone runners conjured squalls in our chests. We felt the city's restless quarantine, her lack of a place on any map or calendar. Most of all, it's a long way down, said Ping Thebes, our cook. We were back in the yurt. Marek narrowed his eyes, but Ping shrugged. I'm just saying what you're all thinking. Marek paced again. Either they pulled an Icarus or they're out gut running and I'll murder them myself. Someone whispered, it's the gut run. Marek turned to stare at Dragomir, who had come up with the 2 who were missing. The other pelts in the guild dared us to make a gut run on our first day, Dragomir said. At 15 times around the sun, he was a human skin map of wens, grease ponds, and tufts. Thus, a pelt. Marek's stare unnerved him, and he blurted, A gut run is a prank, an attempt to sort of acquire an object of local value from another guild house to prove one has the, say, courage to run the fly lines. A muscle twitched under the stubble of Marek's close-cut beard. I am aware of the meaning of gut run. Of course, yes, Dragomir reddened. "Why didn't you go with them?" Marek said. The question took Dragomir off guard, as gut runs were illegal.
I fear heights, he fumbled.
I see, said Marek. He glanced out the door of the yurt into the cloud. Everything out there was high.
It's not the drop you should fear, Dragomir. It's me. I do fear you.
Marek sucked his teeth.
Run the lines, he said. Find them.
Me? Squeaked Dragomir. But I've yet to run even one line. Marek circled the fire, past Dragomir, past Ping, past my cousin Errol. He stopped at me.
Odd Thebes. Take the pelt. Go find what's left of his friends.
I flinched.
Why me? We can't find a gill terror in this cloud, never mind two scrawny pelts. Also, I had a winning hand.
Marek hissed in my ear. I wonder how many aces of hearts there are supposed to be in one deck of cards.
Should we find the answer under your toque?